Myanmar's church is strong but needs a helping hand. A nationalistic swell coincides with a persecution spike in Eritrea, and a resourcing ministry employs the open window in Nepal. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. New reports indicate 133,000 people are either dead or missing in the aftermath of Cyclone Nargis in Myanmar. Those numbers will increase as aid still isn't reaching the needy. However, international aide Sonny Enriquez was just in the hardest hit area where 80,000 people died. He says people were literally washed into the sea.
Complete villages wiped out, which reminds me so much of what happened in the tsunami of Aceh in 2004, December, where you see half of the city wiped out. And as if a nuclear explosion occurred.
IA is helping with medical supplies, partnering with Christians who are helping people cope with widespread hopelessness.
This is an excellent opportunity for the church to mobilize itself. And that's what they're doing. They're actually doing something about it, but they do need resources. And it's a natural for a church to pursue that role, that there could be significant lasting change.
Next, Hindu extremists irritated by Gospel for Asia's flourishing ministry in India are accusing it of financial irregularities.
This is a whole new, carefully thought through strategy to hurt the work of God by propaganda. It's unfortunate, but I tell my people, as long as we are walking with the Lord, do things clean and honest and correct, no one can touch us.
That's founder and president K.P. Yohannan. Hindu radicals have been using the media to spread false reports about GFA and other Christian ministries, including claims that Yohannan is under investigation or in prison.
Think about the tens of thousands of Dalits that are coming to know the Lord. Think about in our own ministry, over 10 churches planted every single day. Over 100 languages, radio broadcasts being heard by multiplied millions and people turning to the Lord. It's unprecedented.
Pray that the Lord's work will continue despite Satan's attacks. You're listening to Mission Network News. In yet another show of force, Eritrea is launching another assault against the church. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Bernie Daniels says a sharp rise in harassment began right around Eritrea's Independence Day at the end of May. Since then,
25 Christians were put to prison in the town of Adikwala, and then we have heard these unconfirmed reports that some of the key leaders of the evangelical church movement in Eritrea may be accused of treason charges, and that is a serious concern, of course. And then we have the 34 evangelical Christians who have been arrested.
Daniel says believers in Eritrea ask for one thing, solidarity from the body of Christ.
I think the most important thing we can do is to pray for them. The advance of Christianity has never been easy. It is always through persecution, opposition, that the gospel has advanced forward. So I don't think in any way this will slow down the advance of the gospel in Eritrea.
And finally, Christian Resources International's next Great Crate project will be postmarked for Nepal. Except this time, Fred Palmerton says airmailing lots of small boxes is logistically the only way to get Christian books into the country. They're a missionary there to street evangelism, radio ministry to Hindu and communist nations, and trains pastors. But
the chance and window opportunity for Christianity to spread in that region of the world is open, and it's going to be a short window, we're afraid. We just want to get as much material in there as we can get.
Mostly Hindu, Nepal recently became a democratic republic, which means
the pastors that he is teaching and raising up, they don't have any material at all. He has to share his Bible, his concordance, his encyclopedia, all while he's teaching.
Palmerton says the funds they receive for postage will determine how much they can send. You can help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you looking for a mission trip opportunity? I'd like you to join me on a trip to Guatemala October 5th through the 11th. Travel with other MNN listeners and orphan outreach to serve orphans there by handing out special gifts and sharing the gospel through Vacation Bible School. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to apply. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.